This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Going on, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen from here to eternity, or from here to the moon, or wherever. You got me. Now let's listen and think so that we can come around to something less than the drama that has unlocked us, the foolishness surrounding the James Comey, this testimony and the anticipation. What in the world? What a bunch of phony BSers, and all of the whining. This guy reminds me of whether he's right or wrong. I don't know. I'm not making a judgment. There's probably some right. There's probably something, some truth to what he's saying, and I think there's some theater and drama to what he's saying. Lordy, I hope there are tapes of the Trump meeting. Give me a break. There are so many things that came out, I suppose, depending on your interest. I wasn't interested. I'm not interested. I don't care. And I'll say that right up front. I think this is just more of the same. You have a president that some people don't like. Is he making mistakes? Yeah. Paul Ryan, in fact, has said that this whole situation shows Trump is just new at this. And the way that he defended the president's actions were interesting. Listen to this.
I think people now realize why the president is so frustrated. When the FBI director tells him on three different occasions he's not under investigation, yet the speculation swirls around the political system that he is, that's frustrating. Of course the president's frustrated. And I think the American people now know why he was so frustrated. Because this speculation was allowed to swirl when he was being directly told by the FBI director he wasn't under investigation. Look, as far as the conversations and all of that, I'm not going to speculate on any of this. I would just add that, of course, there needs to be a degree of independence between DOJ, FBI, and a White House, and a line of communications established. The president's new at this. He's new to government. And so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that establish the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses. He's just new to this.
So why does he have to know everything? What is the expectation that comes with some of the people who say he's ruining the country? As I've said 100 times since Trump became president, I'm not his apologist. I think some of the things he's doing are cool. I think he's learning on the job. He's not a politician. He says, well, there's a good reason for us to have politicians as presidents. No, it's not. There are a lot of things that are getting changed that are justified, that are good, that are cool, actually. But all this scrutiny of the people in his family, it's pretty damn disgusting, frankly. What do I think about what Comey has said? I don't honestly know what Comey said, other than what I'm reading. I haven't the slightest bit of interest of sitting and watching that circus and having all of these people self-aggrandize themselves. It is not productive to the American system, to the American way of life, to American government, to American business. So all this is a field day in a way for people to create interest. I don't even begin to understand how the anticipation and the news media coverage of this, like he was the next coming of Christ or something. That's asinine. He orchestrated leaks. He says, I'm concerned the president might lie. Really? And what about you, pal? The thing that I thought, here's what I did actually think. So he brings in, he's got all these notes and things. I kept notes. How do we know what's on the notes isn't some figment of imagination? He goes to bed at night and does, like a lot of us do, journals things, whatever comes into his mind. Unless there's a tape someplace of the conversation, I don't understand why we believe anything he says. or as far as that's concerned, any of these people that are doing this sort of stuff. Without, we're listening to him tell his side of the story. Okay, so some of it is dramatic, some of it's exciting, but it could all be BS, a bucket of crap. So,
do you really, in your heart of hearts, do you really think that he made all of it up and lied
about
it?
I didn't say he made it all up. No, I don't think he made it all up. I think the guy has been under a lot of pressure, and people under pressure do strange things. I don't know the man. I'm pretty good at figuring people out by looking at him, and I think he's a kind of a weak nanny. I don't see him as a strong guy. He wants to pretend, oh, don't leave me alone with the president.
Also, it's interesting that you say people under pressure do a lot of weird things, because I think that's also a solid defense for him, that Trump is also under a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
and could also be doing a lot of weird things,
yeah,
which
right.
is a good reason why most of what he said could also be true. But
right.
it's true
yeah.
that it's, you know, it's interpretive. So, and that's what he said in a lot of his testimony, was that this is, you know, a lot of it wasn't necessarily a directive, but it was how he took it to be.
Yeah, right. And so how do you know, unless you ask somebody, how many times, Kara, have you heard me say, I'm not going to interpret what that person said, and neither should anybody else. These people that make their living BSing on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, well, this is what he meant by that. How the hell do you know what he meant by that? Unless you had a direct conversation with him and said, Fred, what do you mean by that? Other than that, it's nonsense. It's hyperbole. It doesn't carry any weight.
So what do we do then if everyone has a different interpretation of what the president says?
What do we have to do?
You don't think that that's bad or not great? That
how is
that
he any
no
different
one
than Obama
can,
or Bush or the people
no,
before
I'm,
him?
I'm not saying he is, but it just seems
or
that
you or me.
It seems that there should be a good definitive way to how we interpret what the president says. It just seems like it's important that we should be able to know exactly what he means. And I feel like with most of the things he says, they're very vague.
Do you know when you and your father talk, do you know exactly what he means about everything he says?
Well, I feel like there's the opportunity at least to have the conversation to find out.
And there is in this circumstance too. Ask the question and get an answer. Don't speculate. Don't hyperbolate. James Comey's testimony was interesting theater. Half of what Trump does is not okay, Lindsey Graham said in an interview yesterday. He's like a bull in a china shop, crude and rude. If you want to convict him of that, you'd win. Other than that, he's new on the. He said pretty much the same thing that Paul Ryan did, and that's what many of them are saying. He's new. He wants to get a lot done, and he has a different temperament. He has a different personality. Check his astrological chart. He's a Gemini. He doesn't trust anybody. He gets easily bored. That's what Geminis do. So, and I don't know what Comey's astrological chart is. I have a speculative. probably could find out and probably be fairly close on. But anyway, the point is there's all kinds of suggestion. This was done, that was done. I thought it was interesting, the intelligence heads, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and National Security Director Mike Rogers, former congressman and talk personality, wouldn't give any details this week of a number of conversations they've had with Trump. Coats said, I don't feel it's appropriate for me to address that in public. Both agreed they did not believe the White House pressured them to get former Director Comey to back off the advisor Flynn's investigation of the Russians. Meanwhile, I thought it was interesting. Comey said the Russians will be back. Russians are coming. Russians are coming.
Oh, it's a long-term practice of theirs. It stepped up a notch in a significant way in 16. They'll be back. And it's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It really is an American thing. They're going to come for whatever party they choose to try and work on behalf of. And they're not devoted to either, in my experience. They're just about their own advantage, and they will be back.
All right, so they'll be back. There's no surprise there, frankly. I thought it was interesting, some other government information this week, things going on in Washington. A lot of the time, obviously, the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing focusing on conversations involving this whole business of Trump versus the security people. But I also find it interesting that part of the hearing question centered around the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA. They were discussing one of the sections of the act that lets the NSA collect intelligence and communication from non-U.S. citizens outside the country. This has been something that was in effect and has been and will be until the end of this year. And then it'll be interesting to see if they extend the extend this system, if you will. So, a lot of huffing and puffing. Senator Kamala Harris, new senator from California, was told to be courteous when she was involved during the questioning. She questioned a witness about the Surveillance Act, this FISA thing, and was pretty aggressive. And she was told to calm down, basically. I thought that was kind of interesting. She wouldn't have been somebody that I voted for had I been a voter in California. So, anyway, that's kind of where we are, boys and girls, with all this hoopla. 18 past the hour, a trip to England and the story of the election there. James Whale will join us in a little bit. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead.
Almost 24 past the hour. It's the portion of every hour that we dedicate to music, and it's interesting to note that the Woodstock Festival, now an official historical site. This is Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, Bethel, New York, National Register of Historic Places now. So this will make it part of a... Does it become, Victoria, because it's on the National Register, does it become an official sort of government... it's not a park or anything like that, just designated...
I think it does something. Become... Yeah,
does it?
I think it can never... Well, it can't ever be sold now or developed or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many acres it is, though.
600 acres. Max Yazger was the name of the dairy farmer. 600-acre dairy farm, 1969, August. And all of these people, Joan Baez, Santana, The Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jimi Hendrix, amongst others, were there. The Jimi
Did
Hendrix,
you go to Woodstock?
I did not, but I know... People who
but I know
there.
Someone who did.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard for you to be my age and not know somebody who, at least on the East Coast, went to Woodstock. There's so many people who were there. It was a mess, by the way. I'm glad I didn't go. It was rainy. And the farm got ruined. This guy didn't get enough money at all to, to put up with what he had no idea what was going to happen. And I'm not actually, honestly, in fairness, I don't think anybody knew what was going to happen. This thing just exploded over 3 days. It was billed as the Aquarian Exposition, and it went way beyond what anybody thought it was going to be. So now, the Bethel Woods Center, by the way, this is about 90 miles north of New York City. It's been in existence for about 10 years to preserve the location. The CEO is Darlene Fedden, who is hoping that all of this stuff will help bring people back around to the spirit of the 60s. Well, yeah, I guess in a manner of speaking. Most famously, Jimi Hendrix set with short-lived band Gypsy Sun and Rainbows his psychedelic electric guitar rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner as part of what's preserved. So the music is preserved along with the land. And you can get your fill of both now that it's on the National Register of Historic Places. It'd be a nice place to spend part of a day. It's kind of like Stonehenge. You know, you go there,
yeah.
and it's it really is sort of a destination. And it is in Bethel, because nothing else in Bethel but a bunch of farms. So
I think there's like a little town there now. Like,
yeah,
I think there's, because I have friends who, I've never been, but I have friends who drive up there on weekends, and they like it in the fall, the foliage and everything.
It's,
I think there's some cafes and stuff.
It's an area like Cobleskill, where I had the radio station, where we're still on WSDE there. It's an area like that. A lot of people are moving up there, want weekend homes, the rich and famous and not so famous. A lot of New York money's going up there and buying farms
all
over the place. Yeah. Also, thinking of things of the past being relived, City of Chicago dedicating a 10-story mural to Muddy Waters today as part of this year's Chicago Blues Festival. It's painted on the side of a building at 17 North State Street, corner of State and Washington, which is a very interesting, iconic part of Chicago. And the Muddy Waters Legacy Band is performing a free concert during the ceremony starting at noontime today. A fellow from Brazil designed the mural. This guy, Eduardo Cobra, best known for his murals that were dedicated to Tupac and Notorious B.I.G., Bob Dylan in Miami, David Bowie in New Jersey. Just kind of an interesting thing to look at his history. He came from Mississippi, learned how to play the guitar and harmonica as a youngster, moved to Chicago in 43, worked at various odd jobs, and he played at clubs, and then he started working for Chess Records, cutting records like Rolling Stone, I Can't Be Satisfied. So, Muddy Waters in tribute in Chicago today. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now. It's the Friday. The British have had their election. Yesterday on this program, we had James Whale, who is an eminently well-known and moderately well-qualified English talk show host, or British, or UK. What do you like UKian? I think that's a good. I like that.
Yeah,
UKian. You like that?
Yeah. I do like the UK. We are a United Kingdom. Contrary to what some of the Scots used to think, but the election has sadly shown that the Scottish nationalists are on the decline. I predicted, by the way, a hung parliament, which meant that the Conservatives, who very arrogant, thought they were going to win a landslide, have not achieved it. In fact, they went to the country for a mandate to leave Europe, and they've come out with a worse decision than when they went in.
All right, so let's talk about what this means to you in the country. What does it mean to Europe? What does it mean to America? The hung parliament, last night's election over. What does that all, what does that mean for everybody?
That means that no particular party has a majority. They have to go and do deals with each other, which in some ways I think is a good thing. And also that this huge excitement about leaving Europe, which was driven by a new party called UKIP, UK Independence Party, a bit like the National Front in France, they have been completely wiped out. Nigel Farage, by the way, is a friend of mine. And he lives not far from me. We drink in the pub from time to time. You know, he came over and Trump thinks he's a great guy and all that sort of thing.
Right. Yes.
I don't share any political views with Nigel. He's a mate, but you can disagree, can't you?
Of course.
His party has been completely dissembled. He's saying today, although I happen to know Nigel wants a job in the media, and he'd be a good talk show host, by the way. He's saying today that he might have to come back into politics to save Brexit, leaving Europe. I think the majority of people are now really worried in this country. Even the people who voted to leave Europe, I think they're very worried, and I think there is a seed change abroad for us to think again about it. Because, you know, we are Europe. We're not America. We are not anywhere near America. We're across the water. We're 25 miles from France. And we're Europe. We're part of Europe. And we can't leave Europe, even if we voted not to be part of the European Union. We're still Europe.
So what do you do about the immigration problem, which was really, from what we were told, what we think in America was the main reason for the exit from Brexit? What do you do with all the immigrants that are blowing up parts of London and doing other crazy things?
Well, this is a ridiculously stupid statement put about by Yanks who don't know what the flipping heck they're talking about. Most of the people who've done any fighting in England have been British-born and bred Asians who've been radicalized quite often by American nutters, which you fail to keep a check on. And remember, we're not very happy about the Americans' record for funding terrorists around the world, including here in Britain with the IRA. But put that aside for a moment, Doug. We're friends.
Yes.
I don't hate all Americans, just a few of the loopy, stupid ones. I think you've got to understand that this country actually is not ravaged by immigrants. There are 2 million of us who have homes or occasionally live in other European countries, in the same way that the second biggest city of French people is London. You never hear people moan about that. There is a lot of xenophobia or hidden racism, like in your country, under the surface of a few people, a few stupid people, all right?
Yeah, right?
And those people moan that they can't get jobs. Well, here's the news for you guys, right? You can get off your fat, soggy backsides, and you can get out there and you can do the jobs that these immigrants that come into this country do for you. You can go and pick the fruit and pick the apples and dig the potatoes in the fields. Most agricultural workers come from abroad. So all the moaners can shut the flip up. And they can actually get off their backside, stop watching terrible daytime television, and go and get a job.
All right. I got something that really is important. All this other stuff's kind of secondary. Where would the Brits be? You don't have much talent anymore since the Beatles, so you need to bring our singers over there to entertain you. I noticed Phil Collins was supposed to perform last night at Royal Albert Hall, but he fell down and hurt himself, and there's all the attention being focused on Carol King's Hyde Park, London concert, which is going to be broadcast.
She's still alive. She must be really old now. What a boring singer that Carol King was. Okay, you've heard of Ed Sheeran, have you? Presumably you have.
Yeah, he's
just
okay.
Just because you've heard of the Rolling Stones, they're still going strong.
Yeah.
We've got some brilliant music over here in the United Kingdom. Listen, we took in your soul singers. Edwin Starr was a friend of mine, came over here because the flipping stupid Americans didn't like his record, War, because it actually showed up there, their warmongering, and they didn't like it at the time. We've got some great Americans who've come to live over here because of the racism in America. So, listen, if the Americans want a little bit of an argument, what we should do, you know, Doug, we should have a quiz show between Britain and America once a week, broadcast both sides of the Atlantic, and see who is the most intelligent.
That's not a bad idea. Let's see if we can put our heads together and do that. In the meantime, you're off to the country, And you and your beautiful bride will enjoy the weekend.
Well, I'm not going to wait for the weekend. We're just going to wait for a few hours. And then I'm going to be actually in the House of Commons later on this evening, broadcasting the aftermath of one of the most unusual elections ever.
Yep. Well, I wish you well, as usual, and I hope we talk again soon. James Whale, one of the finest minds in England, and he'd be happy to tell you that. Anytime, you can go meet him at the pub, have a drink, and he'll probably snocker you rather than get snockered, is here to go through the results of last night's election, hung parliament. Now we understand what that all means, so I appreciate your appearance, my friend. Talk to you later. It's 42 past the hour.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds for dad until 1 p.m. Plus, take an extra 20% off sale prices. With an extra 20% off, a stylish watch is just $15.99. A Grand Slam golf shirt is $17.59. And an IZOD camp shirt is only $19.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid June 7th through 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. And now through Father's Day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 40% off select power pneumatic and hand tools from top brands like DeWalt, Hitachi, Kobalt, and more. The only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 40% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. U.S. only.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, let's see what the Republicans have lost themselves on in addition to Comey this week. Oh, this is actually fairly interesting. Doug Steffen, by the way, here at 45 after the hour. Kara Schillen is in our studio in Washington. The Kansas experiment has ended. One of the most aggressive tax cuts in the country. The Republicans in the state joined with the Democrats in overriding Governor Sam Brownback's veto on tax reform measures. Go back to 2012 when Brownback, who's always been kind of a lightweight, approved cuts, dropping the tax rate to 2.6% for married couples who file jointly and earn $30,000 a year or less. Couples making more than 30 grand paid 4.6%. unmarried taxpayers earning less than 15% paid 2.6. So it was the same for married or unmarried. The experiment was praised by a lot of people around the country. Mitch McConnell thought it was a great idea. He said the reforms were exactly the sort of thing we want to do in Washington. What the idea was, they wanted to boost small business growth. But what they did was end up cutting income tax revenue by about 20 or 25%. That would have underfunded the state by $900 million. And so the state Supreme Court, looking at this because of school funding levels, said that the law was unconstitutional, and so the experiment has failed, and they had a change. It would be interesting to see how all of the tax legislation that's going to be proposed to fix the tax rate nationally, how it may affect what is collected. You know, people say less taxes, more businesses, more money in the coffers. And I think I agree with that, but time will tell. Got to try it first. The South Koreans said this week they were holding, I was looking at the stories from Talkers Magazine, which is something we spend a little bit of time on this hour, usually on Fridays. You can imagine what most of the top stories are, Comey and the Russian investigation and the terror attack in Iran, the British elections, the leaving of the Paris climate thingamabubber, tensions in the Middle East, all that stuff is part of it. But there's not much mention this week for the first time of anything going on in Korea. So let me give you a postscript or a perhaps item 11 on the top 10. The new president, Mr. Moon Jae-in, has decided to put the American missile system that has been brought over there on hold. It was aimed at protecting South Korea from the North Koreans. But Moon says that he wants to try to communicate more directly. North Korea is open to that, it would appear, in the new leadership. So, yeah, diplomatic relations and trying to do things diplomatically, fine and dandy. Long as we're over there, you may be interested to know that in this region, the area of Korea, there's lots of pollution. In North Korea, the Chinese and their pollution. Did you know that 30%, those of you who live in Northern California, 30% of the air pollution in your part of the state comes from China? Did you know that? That's a pretty astounding number when you get right down to it. Pretty astounding number. All right, I just thought that was... And we talk a lot about climate change and what the impact of pollution is, fossil fuels in the atmosphere. This is the kind of stuff that makes the difference. Not the cars are one thing, and there's a collective to it, yeah. But this, all of this stuff, you look at pollution in general. One third of the male fish in rivers in the process of changing sex because of pollution. Hormones and human sewage, including those produced by the female contraceptives, are the main cause. They get flushed and they go out into the rivers. And so imagine that. One third of male fish are in the process of changing sex because of this kind of pollution. Wow. That's, there's some food for thought for you. Let's think about that a little bit. Time's up for our thinking, at least in this section or segment of the Good Day program. Friday time is 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time now for, and this is one of the things I love about actually doing this radio program, because we could take things that are of value to all of us and add tips, useful information that will help you with the problems, whether seen or unseen, whether expected or unexpected. Dr. Jeff Werber is going to make this point. He's known by many people as the celebrity vet. He's here to help you care for your pet. This is Pet Appreciation Week. And we're getting into the summertime, summer wellness tips. I think a lot of the things I've heard Dr. Werber so far have been focused on dogs and what to do or what not to do, because the worry is that dogs are susceptible to the same sort of skin problems that humans are during the heat of the summer. But nobody talks about cats. So how about summer wellness tips for cats?
Yeah, when it comes to cats, you know, first of all, and you're so right, that it seems like in the media people are talking more about dogs, and we hear all these messages about dogs. Well, guess what? There are more cats in the United States than dogs, and they do suffer from the same things. But cats, you know, just by very nature and evolution, cats have learned not to outwardly show signs of problems. So, therefore, even though your cat may not be doing well, you won't know it, and sometimes you don't know it until it's too late. So that's why we're here on Pet Appreciation Week, is promoting really good health for our cats, and just how do we keep them healthy? And you know, look, as we are what we eat, dogs are what they eat, cats are what they eat. So you need to start with good, sound nutrition. And cats are often misunderstood. First of all, basic rules of thumb. A cat cannot be an omnivore. Cats are obligate carnivores. They absolutely need to eat meat. You can't make a cat into a vegetarian. So people try it with dogs. dogs and they're into this, you know, the grain freeze and all that. Cats need to eat their meat and high protein. That's actually, cats need about twice the amount of protein in their diet than a dog. You know, there are dog foods out there have, you know, 15, 18, 19, 20% protein. Cats are minimum is 26%. And I like, you know, a lot of foods are out there 34%. One of the foods that I actually switched my cats to because of this is it's an IAMS high protein cat food, part of the Proactive Health line. And it's 38% protein. But more impressive to me was that 84% of the protein is coming from chicken and salmon. So it's getting that meat. And we know cats love poultry and cats love fish. So it's got them both. So, you know, starting there, that gives them the energy to have, you know, first of all, a healthy coat because the salmon doesn't have the preservatives. I love the fact that it's readily available because it's a supermarket food. But that's only part of the problem. Then part of the issue, the next step is exercise. And this is where I always have to laugh because when was the last time you went to a park and you saw a cat chasing a frisbee or a ball? Right? So, you know, most of our cats are indoors, especially if you live in the city. I'm a big proponent of indoor cats because, you know, cats that are hanging outside, you got to worry about dogs and cars. In my area, coyotes, feline leukemia virus. So, you know, I think that unless you live on a farm somewhere, I think it's probably safer to keep cats indoors. We already know that indoor cats live longer than cats that are outdoors. So, But exercise is key. We got to keep them well exercised. So, you know, oftentimes, if you can figure out a great way to exercise your cat, would you please send it to me? But things well, that I've discovered,
it's really
the laser
interesting.
Light on the wall. That's a good one. Or cats are hunters. They love to have a cat. You know, cats love to chase things. So get those little wind-up toys. Get that feather on a stick. Anything that you can come up with to get your cat to move. Would be helpful as well, because that's part of things we need to do for our cats.
One of the things that's interesting is that I actually do live on a farm, and I do have I live part of the year in Santa Monica, and part of the year outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. And I have always had barn cats. I've never had a house cat. The cats live in the barn, take care of the mice. I've had, obviously, we all have dogs, and some people are more akin to liking cats. But it was interesting when you said that, how real it was for me to hear. Unless you're on a farm, keep the cats inside. One of the things that you mentioned about coyotes, what is a problem on the farm are cats getting eaten by coyotes. That's a problem whether you're in the city, the suburbs, and also in rural areas. The coyotes have overtaken, and they are killing cats and little dogs. They kill calves on my farm. You know, they're just they're a nuisance. So if you have a cat, no matter where you live in the city or the suburbs or wherever, you got to look out for coyotes. Yeah.
Doug, thanks for talking to me. For more information, you can have your listeners go to IAMS.com, talk about nutrition, talk about the bonding with our cats, and again, come up with some great ways to exercise them.
IAMS.com, Dr. Jeff Werber with some tips for Pet Appreciation Week, nutritional best practices for long and healthy years with your favorite cat. Thanks, Dr. Werber.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.